Hey there, welcome to the Monday edition of Following the Truth. Today is July the 20th. I'm Gary Zimek, and I'm so glad you could join me on the program. And I really hope you're going to be able to stick around for the entire show. We got a good one today. Anxiety. That is a word that is pretty much synonymous with my work, my writing, my speaking. You know my story. There's a good chance you know my story. I'm somebody who has struggled with anxiety. Anxiety has brought me closer to Jesus. I believe he has brought me healing through an encounter with him, surrendering my life to him. And I want to talk about it today. I want to look at some of his words from the Gospel of Luke. Ordinarily, when I look at the do not worry message given to by Jesus to us by Jesus, I look at Matthew's Gospel in the Sermon on the Mount. But he also, it's also covered in Luke's Gospel, slightly different wording by Jesus, but the message is still the same. And I want to make a couple of points today. We can reach a point, and this is where I feel the Holy Spirit is leading me today. We can reach a point where we know the facts. We know that Jesus said, "Do not worry." We understand that when we pray, when we read the Bible, when we do something else other than letting our mind spin out of control, we are not worrying, but we still might be afraid. I want to address this idea of something else is needed in order to free us up from the grip of anxiety. And that's something I believe is prayer. And I believe Jesus needs to intervene at some point and heal us. And one of the ways I'm still trying to flesh this all out and try to see where the Lord's asking me to go. But you know, I've written a lot about it. You know, I've spoken a lot about it. And I believe that through my work, judging by the emails I get and the comments that people make when I used to travel around, obviously not doing too much of that now with COVID-19 running wild, people would say, "Yeah, Gary, you started me going to Jesus, and I went to Jesus, and I feel such peace." And I believe healings are taking place through my work, but I want to try something today on the program. I want to pray for you to be delivered from anxiety. And I base that upon the fact that it's coming to my attention that Jesus doesn't want us to be anxious. So he wants to heal you from your anxiety. Yes, you have to do some work. Some of it has to do with looking at the facts and reading some inspirational writings, either through scripture or through books, you know, like the books I wrote. But there has to be some other healing is necessary, because honestly, there are times when your mind is spinning so much out of control that even though you try to turn away from worry, and you do it by praying, you just can't seem to get any peace. And what I'm getting, I really feel what the Lord is telling me, he wants more than that for you. He wants more than you just forcing yourself not to worry and instead reading scripture or watching a positive program on TV or listening to something positive or praying. He wants you to experience that peace that I believe, in order to do that, it's necessary for a healing to take place. And I just, what I feel is he's telling me to pray for you today, to pray for your healing from anxiety. I am nobody special. I'm just a regular guy. But the Lord can use any of us to work through. In addition to what I tell you, and the advice I give, I believe that, and you know, this is crazy, I'm just trying to figure all this out, I've never emphasized the healing aspect of my ministry. I never viewed myself as somebody who was in the healing ministry, but really much of my work is about healing. It's internal healing. It's there are many of us who know what it's like to suffer from inner emotional turmoil. So this inner healing is really important. So that's what we're going to do today. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to share some words of Jesus. And my hope, and again, I leave it up to him, because healing is a mysterious process. Healing depends on the goodness of God, and we can all rest assured that he is good and that he loves us. But who gets healed and who doesn't, really, that's up to him. My job as the instrument is just to do what I feel called to do, and that's what we're going to do. And I pray that you emerge from this program feeling better, feeling more peace. You know, healing's a gradual process. We'll talk about that as we go on throughout the show. And I really feel good about this. I really feel that this is where we're supposed to go on the program today. And it's funny, you know me, I talk about this frequently, that I let the Holy Spirit call the shots. But this is a radical one today. This is a radical departure. But I believe in miracles. I believe in the healing power of prayer. I believe that Jesus still heals today. I mean, Hebrews 13:8 tells us Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And I believe that. And I believe that when you look at the description in the Gospels of Jesus and his ministry, most of it involved healing. And when he commissioned his apostles and his disciples, the 72 disciples mentioned only in the Gospel of Luke, he gave them the authority to heal, to go heal, not just to share the good news, to share the good news and to heal, to perform healings in his name. And this spiritual inner healing, the cure from anxiety, is something that I really feel that I am supposed to talk about and to put into practice today. So that's what I'm doing. I am in no way saying that you stop taking medication, that you discount therapists, that you don't go to see a psychologist if necessary. The Lord heals in many different ways. But I believe for many of us, many of these healings, many of these, especially these internal healings for these conditions such as anxiety, prayer is necessary and the Lord needs to do something. And he often works through very imperfect people such as me. So that's what we're going to do on the program today. I'm going to pray for your healing from anxiety, and I'm going to share some words from Jesus. And before we begin with prayer, I'm going to start with our prayer, ask our Heavenly Father to bless the time that we'll spend together, and pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, because I want to make sure that I know what I'm supposed to say today. You know me, I always turn to the Spirit and ask him to give me the words. But today, even more so, I want to be really careful and cautious. A lot of this came about because my wife has been, and I've shared this, and she wouldn't mind if I shared it, she's been battling anxiety for the past several months. She is really in the process of being healed by the Lord. Again, it's a gradual process. Healings don't always happen instantaneously. Sometimes they happen gradually. But this COVID-19 pandemic has really, really done a number on my wife, Eileen, and I've really come to see firsthand. I mean, I've been pretty good throughout it, praise God. The Lord has been really good to me and has been working with me for a long time and healing me from this tendency to worry. But I've seen with my wife, she's trying. I mean, she's trying to do all the right things, but yet there is an incredible lack of peace sometimes, and her mind sometimes almost takes off, and it doesn't, it can't be reeled in. And you might have experienced the same thing. So there's something else going on here. It's just not just simply mind over matter. Yes, we have to control our thoughts. We have to recognize that God is in charge, that he loves us, all these things. And there's a set of steps that we can follow to overcome our anxiety. And of course, it's all with his help. But something else is needed often, because our mind is just so out of control. It's just racing so fast. And let's face it, we are living in the perfect storm. I've mentioned this before. For those of us who tend to be anxious, it doesn't get much more scary than this. This unknown monster, this unknown threat, right? So these are special times, and I feel that the Lord's asking me to do this. We'll try it. You let me know what happens if, after listening to this show, you feel more peaceful. Then write me, Gary@followingthetruth.com, Gary@followingthetruth.com, and you'll help me to decide the direction of my ministry. I'm always going to be focused on how Jesus wants to walk with us and bring us peace, how he wants to be involved in our daily lives. I'm all about hope. That's my message, because Jesus Christ, he has good news to share, and he wants to get involved. And that's going to be my message always. But in terms of doing more hands-on praying for you to be relieved from anxiety, you're going to tell me that. You're going to validate whether or not this is what I'm supposed to do. So if you feel better, if you feel any more peaceful after I pray with you on the show today, shoot me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com if you notice any difference. And you might shape the future direction of my ministry. At some point, I'm going to be back on the road speaking at parishes and conferences. I don't know when that point will be, when things settle down and things start happening again. When that happens, I'm going to be back out. But it's also going to shape how I write and the focus of what I do going forward. So again, it's kind of a call of the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to give you that chance to validate whether or not this is helping or not helping, okay? So shoot me an email, gary@followingthetruth.com, and let me know that after I pray with you. And we'll do that sort of toward the end of the show. When I do that, let me know how you feel, if it at all affects your anxiety or gives you any kind of peace, okay? So we're going to do that, and here we go. Let's pray. Let's turn to our Heavenly Father right now. I'm excited about this. This is completely flying by the seat of my pants. I do this a lot, but more so today, more so today. But at the same time, I feel really directed. I really feel the Spirit's leading me in a certain direction. So I invite you to pray with me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, thank you. Father God, thank you for bringing us to this point in time. Thank you for providing for us every day since we were first conceived, and you provided for us while we were still inside of our mother's womb up until right now. This is an obvious sign that Jesus was telling the truth and that you do take care of our needs, because we're still alive right now. So, Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for allowing us to address you, allowing us to have this conversation with you, Father. We thank you for always being present in our lives. Wherever we go, we know you are there for us. Father, we acknowledge you are all-powerful. They don't call you Almighty God for nothing. Father, you created the entire universe out of nothing. There was nothing, and you created it all. For us, we have a hard time wrapping our brains around the fact that you existed before time, because all we know is time. So we are in time, but you are outside of time. You exist. You are bigger than time. And that's hard for us. But that's, of course, your God, and we're not supposed to get everything. You created the entire universe out of nothing. You created our planet, the Earth. You created the sun, all the planets. You created the moon. You created the stars, the oceans. You created every individual who has ever lived. You created us, designed to your perfect specifications. We're grateful for that, Father. We turn to you knowing that not only are you all-powerful, but you're all-loving. You don't want us to suffer. You don't want us to be in pain. You don't want us to worry. Sometimes you allow suffering to enter our lives, but you always want to give us that peace, that supernatural peace and joy that we can feel even during those moments when we suffer. Father, we ask you to bless us, to watch over us, to guide us, to draw us close to you. Help us to feel your love this day. We pray for all of our needs. We pray for all of the needs of the world, Father. We pray for an end to the coronavirus. I pray this day that the entire world will turn to you, open their hearts to your love, and surrender their lives to you through Jesus. Father, I ask you to give me the words, to send forth a special outpouring of your Holy Spirit, to give me the words for the remainder of this show. Please guide my tongue, my thoughts, so that I can deliver the message that you have for us this day. And I also ask that you open all of our minds and our hearts so that we can be receptive to this message and act on it. Father, I know you heard this prayer, and I know because you love us, you will respond in the best way possible. And I ask these things in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, it's going to be an exciting show today. What do you think? I really feel that the Lord's calling me to step out. So let's, by the way, this is Gary Zimek. You are listening to Following the Truth, and I invite you to find out more about my work by going to my website, followingthetruth.com. While you're there, you can now sign up for my daily email devotional, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. It's a message that I send out each day, very simple, very concise, takes you a few minutes to read, and it will give you the hope, God willing, give you the hope that you need during a time when it's very difficult to find hope sometimes. You can also pre-order my new book, Let Go of Anger and Stress, Be Transformed by the Fruits of the Spirit. That book is now pre-orderable from Amazon. It's going to be coming out in very early October. Although if I had my guess, I would suspect if you pre-order, you're going to get it in September sometime. That always seems to be the way it is. It's about how the Holy Spirit can transform your life. And that's the job of the Holy Spirit, to transform you into Jesus. And guess what? Jesus didn't worry. Jesus wasn't stressed out. You need the Holy Spirit in order to make that happen in your life. So go to followingthetruth.com and you can find out more about that. All right, so today we're going to talk about anxiety. And I can tell you very confidently that Jesus Christ does not want you to be anxious. He doesn't want you to be anxious. He wants you to trust him. And he wants you, as he stated in John 10:10, to have life and have it abundantly. That means he wants you to live a life free from anxiety. Now, I said at the beginning of the show, that involves you moving away from worry. You know, you got the head knowledge. I'll give you the facts. I've written about it. I speak about it. You're going to hear some today. If you feel fear in your life, right? You feel fear. That means you feel threatened. The way to handle that, there's two ways to handle it. You can worry about it, or you can turn to God and ask for help. The turning to God and asking for help is a good thing. Now, sometimes when you turn to him and you ask for help, he's going to give you something that you need to do. A lot of that, it's really something that you don't even have to think about. If your house is on fire, you know, you might want to say a prayer, but instantaneously, you should know to get the heck out of the house and call the fire department on your cell phone, right? I mean, you don't have to think about that and discern that. But there are times when a little discernment is necessary. I am worried about my health. I got this strange pain. And part of your discernment process would be, do I need to go to the doctor? What do I need to do about this? Has this ever happened before? You know, and then you go ahead and you process it. And the Holy Spirit can guide you. You can pray and say, Holy Spirit, let me know what I should do. Again, this is not worrying. The other alternative is just to worry that this is going to be something terrible, but you can use it, take that fear, the fear of caused by a pain that you feel, and turn to the Holy Spirit in prayer. That's not worrying. And ask for guidance. And then ultimately, you might come to the conclusion, the Holy Spirit might inspire you. We don't give the Holy Spirit enough credit for giving us guidance. The Holy Spirit might inspire you through your common sense to go to the doctor and get it checked out. But when you are afraid, you don't want to respond just by worrying or catastrophizing or picturing the worst case scenarios. You want to essentially take it to God. But when you do that, you still might not feel peace. And again, what I told you about my wife, we were praying. She was begging. She was opening herself up to good spiritual reading. Together, we were looking into some really good material She was reading what Jesus had to say about worry. She was doing it all, but she was still very much anxious and stressed out. So something else is needed, and that's the prayer for anxiety. Again, we'll pray at the end of the show. I'm going to pray for you that you may be healed from anxiety. You let me know if it works by emailing me, Gary@followingthetruth.com. Because I don't know if the Lord wants me to incorporate this. I pray for you all the time, I tell you that. But specifically praying to heal you from anxiety is something that I've generally never done. I pray for your needs. I pray that you will be at peace. But I want to pray for you specifically and see if the Lord is really wanting me to have this be part of my ministry, if he wants to work through me to help heal you of your anxiety, in addition to giving you the step-by-step guidelines of what you do. And for the most part, I turn you over to him and show you what he said in the Bible, let him speak to you. But I'm going to pray for you, and you let me know if it makes you feel any better, if you feel any more peaceful, okay? And it might not be completely, but if you feel any sense of peace, even to indicate that a gradual healing is taking place. So you email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. All right, so what did Jesus have to say about anxiety? Luke chapter 12, verse 22. And again, normally I go to Mark's gospel, but Luke also talks about this. And it's very important that we hear the words of Jesus. This is Jesus talking. This isn't Gary talking. So this is the inspired word of God, the exact words of Jesus. And the Bible I'm using here is what they call a red letter edition, which means the words of Jesus are in red. And I'm looking at a bunch of red on the page right here. So let me start to read this to you. And Jesus said to his disciples, you know what, that's you, and that's me. We are his followers, so this is addressed to us. Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat, nor about your body, what you should put on. Just prior to this, now this is me talking, Jesus was talking about focusing on earthly or material pleasures and finding your security in earthly things. That's what the therefore at the beginning of this refers to. Therefore, Jesus is saying, you know, first he's cautioning us, don't take your security in your 401k, in the fact that you're young and you feel invincible, that you're healthy, you're in good health, that you have a lot of money in the bank. Don't take all your comfort there. But he said, do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat, or about your body, what you should put on. Because a lot of us, sometimes we believe that the more things we have, the more secure we are. For life is more than food and the body more than clothing. Now, it doesn't say it's not important, but he says life is more than that. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value of you are you than of how much more value are you than the birds? So in other words, you're more valuable than the birds. God feeds the birds. Why wouldn't he feed you? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a cubit to his span of life? If then you are not able to do as small a thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O men of little faith? Now, the reminder to us is that when we worry, when we allow ourselves to be anxious, again, you can only do so much about controlling your fear. But you can take that fear and make sure that you don't let it lead you to worry. Okay? Oh, you of little faith. And then he says, and do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, and be of anxious mind. For all the nations of the world seek these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things shall be yours as well. Seek the kingdom. Seek the protection of your heavenly Father. Seek the lordship of Jesus Christ and allow him to work in your life. Don't be anxious about doing it all yourself. That's the message. So now here, why don't we heard the message, we've heard it before. If you're struggling from anxiety, let's pray together now. I'm going to pray for your healing in Jesus' name. And you let me know if this made any difference. Email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Please join me in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, 2,000 years ago, you walked the face of the earth curing every disease, every illness. When anybody came to you needing a cure, you healed them. You tell us, Lord, not to be anxious about our lives. You tell us that you want us to have peace. You tell us to not be afraid. You call us to come to you, and you will give us rest. Lord, many of us are not feeling the rest right now. So Jesus, in your mighty name, you who are all love and who have been given all authority in heaven and on earth, I turn to you now. And I pray for healing from anxiety for anyone who is listening to this podcast right now. I pray in your name for healing, Lord. May they be healed. May they feel your peace. I entrust them to you, Lord. I ask you to care for them, to fill them with the joy and peace that comes from your Holy Spirit. Cast out their anxiety, Lord, and allow them to have no fear. Jesus, I praise you, I thank you, and I confidently await your response to this prayer. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Oh, there you go. Let me know if that helped you at all. We'll talk more about this later. I got to run. Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. Talk to you next time.